Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Check out the Phil Henry Show website, philhenryshow.com, for all of your teenage dancing and listening pleasure. Check it out and order our CD while you're on the subject. You can click on there and order up the Best of Phil Henry Show 99 CD, Communism is Neat, for only $23.50. $20 for the CD, $3.50 shipping and handling. All the proceeds go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway youth in Hollywood. And we have raised $90,843.50 so far. And if I'd get up off my lazy rear end and actually go out and do some signings, we could probably raise a heck of a lot more money, but I'm through with it. I'm sick of it. We will persevere. And so far, we're doing very well, and we appreciate the generosity of all of you. I can't even begin to thank you, so I won't even try. Just thanks. I hope the CD's good. 1-800-449-8686. On the line is Chris. He's a caller from Redondo Beach. His girlfriend, or the lady that he had been having, and you admit you were having sports sex with her, Chris, got pregnant even though you were using a condom. You say because it broke or it split open.
Phil, I wanted to make a comment. I mean, I wanted to. You said that I can make a public statement to the men who are listening.
Yeah, you can make your public statement to the men who are listening. But you say that in the women that you had been dating, with the women that you had been dating previously, you were using, quote, the withdrawal method, and that worked just fine.
Yes, sir, it did. And I think that I'm getting an unfair rap from a lot of the women that is calling up here on your radio show. Because, as I said, I've studied some of the largest adult films and the largest adult film collection.
Yeah, you're watching adult movies, and
well, can I recommend a couple of movies?
No, make your statement first, and then we'll go back to some calls.
Well, I want to warn a lot of the men that this could happen. So learn how to have staying power. If you have staying power, you don't have to use a condom. I believe that the Anal Intruder series 1 through 8 is outstanding and can teach you a lot. Edward Penis Hands and Hannah Does Her Sisters is also very...
Sir, you're giving me the names of different porn movies, okay?
No, but I'm saying that a lot can be learned by studying the technique of the adult actors in it, okay?
Well, what about somebody who's... A porn movie isn't their cup of tea. Then what are they going to do?
Isn't what?
Porn is not something they want to watch. Then what are they going to do?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying that this is... I don't know what they would do, you know.
So they're out of luck, huh?
I mean,
Chris, the one of the callers said it very well. You're getting your sex education at the age of 28 from adult films. It may not be the best idea. Here is Albany on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am.
Chris, I have a few words for you. You say that you watch adult videos. Now, is this where you get your education from?
No, I study adult videos because eventually I do want to go in the adult film business, and I find them interesting from that standpoint. Also, yes, I do notice the technique.
Okay, so you weren't taught this in high school about sex ed or anything else. You learned it from watching porn videos.
I found out about condoms when I was in high school, but I also find that many of the women that I'm with prefer not to have a barrier, that I wear a barrier, because they want to feel more of the heat.
Okay, and you also say that you use the withdrawal method?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that, I believe, if it's done correctly, it can work to your advantage to where the woman that won't get pregnant. But how do you know that did you ever hear of pre-ejaculation?
That doesn't happen to me because I have strong muscles and stuff.
So you're positive that doesn't happen?
Yes, ma'am.
How do you know? How do you know that?
Because I have really strong muscles. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking? Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, how old are you?
18.
Are you currently seeing somebody, or?
I am seeing, my boyfriend's 22 years old. And actually, when I first met him, he was a virgin, and we have used the withdrawal method, which has worked for us. But also, I recommend that he uses
the
condom.
See, Mr. Henry? See? Mr. Henry?
Yes, but it's not always sure.
Mr. Henry?
Yes, I'm here.
See what she's saying?
Yes, I hear her, but you also just heard her say it's not always sure. And frankly, with all due respect to you, ma'am, I don't think you guys are being smart. Because you're just as playing as just as much Russian roulette as this guy. At least the two of you know each other. Have you both been AIDS tested?
Yes.
At least you don't have to worry about that. But the pregnancy thing, you know...
I learned a lot of techniques from a movie called On Golden Blonde, and I also learned from the Buttman series, and I don't know if you and your boyfriend are interested, okay?
Well, no, not really, see, because we don't...
Well, there are some techniques in the Buttman series. And that,
would you knock it off with that?
I'm sorry?
Would you knock it off with that? The Buttman series is not a sex education thing, okay?
Okay, I mean...
And may I also ask a favor?
Yes, sir.
Would you blow your nose?
I'm sorry?
Would you blow your nose? I can hear you breathing while this lady's talking. Ma'am, thank you very much for your call, okay?
Thanks.
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
No, but Sarah, I'm just saying that... forget about the names of the movies. I'm saying that in adult films, you can learn a lot of the different techniques, okay? And the Buttman series is one of them, okay? And that's all...
Okay, fine. I got it. The Buttman series. Wow!
Well, all I'm saying...
No, I mean, you're ridiculous. You're like a busted record. Here is Memphis on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Hi. Interesting discussion. You know, I guess at one point, I understand, he was talking about not feeling like it was his responsibility or it was not fair because he didn't want to use the condom. Am I understanding that correctly?
Oh, yes, ma'am, because I'm not... Or that's not what I usually use, but the lady wanted me to use the condom.
Yeah. And I missed some of the conversation, but...
well,
I know
what happened was I don't use a condom because I use a withdrawal method.
Okay. I want to make a comment about a couple of those
and
things.
Because I'm, you know, again, Mr. Henry didn't want me to say, but I mean, I am very well, you know.
Yeah, we got it, man. Okay. You're well endowed.
Okay. And then it broke, and that's.
Okay. So I think in terms of the issue of responsibility, if the person is asking someone to have sex under those conditions with a condom, unless that person is forcing you to have sex, you made a choice to do so. And so with that comes the risk of pregnancy. Maybe they're low risk, but, you know, with that choice comes the responsibility.
What have you done, if you don't mind me interrupting, what have you done since she told you she's pregnant?
I offered we could shop around for an abortion. I've offered to pay for half of it because I don't feel that I should pay for all of it on account of it's not entirely my fault.
Yeah.
What does she think about that?
She wants to have the kid, and she wants to force me to be the father. I believe that she forced me to, you know, do what I did inside her because she told me to wear a condom, so it's her fault.
Well, Steve, that's the point I'm making, that unless you're saying that she literally forced you to have sex, you made a choice to agree under those conditions of a condom. You made that choice, and with that choice comes responsibility for the possible outcome.
Yeah, that's right, and she forced me.
How did she force you?
Because we couldn't have sex with each other unless I did that.
So you made a choice?
No, she forced me.
No, she gave you two choices. She
but
said
it was her choice to wear a rubber, not mine.
Yeah, she gave you
Wait
two
a
choices.
Second. You didn't have to have sex with her, did you?
Yeah, I did. I mean, that's what she wanted it.
So she forced you to have sex with her, and on top of that, forced you to wear a condom.
Yeah, I mean, that's she wanted it.
She wanted it.
Yes, sir.
There were two choices.
All right. Okay, I got to take a break. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. I hope that many of you young people are listening out there and realize, I hope you don't grow up to be as stupid as this guy. And I guess in a lot of ways, you know, I don't mean to be disrespectful, Chris, okay? Chris?
Yes, sir.
Forget it, okay? Just hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Chris called in last hour. His girlfriend's pregnant. You said that she wants to have the child, and you said what? You're going to shop around for an abortion? Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Is that what you said?
Did I say what?
You said to her that...
She's not my girlfriend, number one, okay?
Okay, you're having sports sex with her.
That's correct, yeah. And I said, when I found out she was pregnant, I said, yeah, we'd shop around for abortion. But if we just shop around for abortion, she's going to pay for half of it. It should not be all mine, see? I'm trying to just do the right thing, but I don't want to be, you know, taken in the shorts either.
Well, she's the one that's going to have this child, and she's decided that she is going to have the child, and you don't want to raise it.
No, I don't think it's fair on account of she's the one who forced me to wear the condom. Otherwise, I never would have done it because I have good staying power.
Right, I got that already. Here's Kennesaw on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
First of all, I am a doctor, and I am just appalled in this day and age that there is a man on this earth so ignorant.
What are you a doctor of?
I am a pediatrician. And thankfully, I can say even my kids that come and see me, my pediatrician, at 8 and 10 years old, know more about sex education than you do.
How old
is he?
You
do not learn about sex education. Let me talk. You've talked for half an hour.
Well, I'm just saying.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. You say you learn about sexual education through porno films. Number one, it sounds like you're jacking off right now, breathing so hard. Calm down. Number two.
Are you really a doctor?
Yes, I am.
Where'd you get your degree?
University of Louisville Medical School.
Well, you're kind of crude for a woman. But I guess whatever your name is, Chris, you let it off.
No, you said it.
Well,
she's crude. Talk
you know,
about jacking off and stuff.
Well, he sits here and says, shop
are
around
you
for an abortion. We are talking
are you an
about
ear doctor?
A child that it could
she's not
come
an
into
ear doctor. She's a pediatrician.
Isn't that's an ear doctor?
You know what a pediatrician is, sir?
I thought that was for the ear.
No, that's for children.
Children.
Yeah, that's
okay.
What a pediatrician is.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. What's the ear doctor?
Forget about it. Go
okay.
ahead.
And
go
what
on,
really
ma'am.
Scares me is number one, I fear not only for this unborn child but for this woman, because if you are going to be obviously educating a child and being a part of its life, you need to either go back to school or pick up a medical journal or something and really read about contraceptives, because I can tell you from a medical standpoint, being in medical school, being in college, that the withdrawal method is one of the most unreliable methods.
Well,
and
okay, can I just
know,
say, have
you
seen any of the
maybe you have been very blessed.
Have you seen
that you have slept with over 400 women and not got them pregnant? Or maybe you have a sexual dysfunction and you can't get women pregnant. I don't know.
That's a very good point, too. You might have you...
No, don't go there, okay? Don't be impugning my sexuality.
Okay. No, we're not impugning...
I like how you're sitting here also saying, well, I'm a big, well-endowed man and I have strong muscles. My husband is a bodybuilder and he has strong muscles. And we've been married for 3 years and he's never ripped a condom. And let me tell you,
well, let me ask
if he hasn't, I'm sure you...
Then how did this chick get pregnant if I'm not dysfunctional?
Well, maybe she, like yourself, sleeps around. I don't know.
Oh.
I hope to God.
Can I just mention a couple of...
I hope to God that you aren't the father.
Can I just mention a couple...
Because I would never wish that on any child.
I just wanted, since you're a doctor, I wanted to mention a couple of films that I've been trying to recommend. And is there anyone let
no,
me mention?
No, I don't watch porno films.
No,
I think
but
they're
I'm
ridiculous.
Saying they've got some... In Anal Intruders, Part 3...
Sir, I don't want to hear about
we don't
want to
hear about that, and we've already talked about it, okay? Thank you, Doctor, for your call this evening.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Here is White Horse on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, hello. My name's Craig.
Hi, Craig. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm just absolutely amazed, and I just cannot believe the attitude of this guy. Man, you got to wake up and smell the coffee.
Where
are you? You got yourself into a sexual relationship here. You've got to take responsibility for your actions. There's a baby here. Look after it. Take care of it.
Where do you come from, man?
I'm from New Zealand.
Oh, that is awesome down there.
Yeah, it is. And
I want to go down.
I cannot believe also that you're sitting here trying to tell people you get your sexual education out of adult films.
No, but
you,
I was just...
You have no idea.
No, I was just saying that if you look at, like, an Edward Penis Hands...
Forget the movies.
This is just... That's just all make-believe, man. You've got to get an education.
No, it's not. Those guys are good actors.
Yeah, they're great actors. It's all make-believe. They've got you hoodwinked completely.
I just want to say something because this is really exciting to talk to a guy from New Zealand, because I got on this Australian, do you know what Danger Dave, who's from Australia? He's got a bunch of porn sites.
Never heard of it.
Okay, look, man, I don't want to go on and on and on and on and on and on with you about your porn sites, your porn movies, and all of this crap, okay?
This you've never heard of Danger Dave?
I've never heard of it myself, and I couldn't care less.
This man is just trying to make a point about you taking responsibility. This crap about you shopping around for an abortion?
Well, yeah. I said I'd shop around with her, but she don't want to, so...
Look, whenever you have sex, the result is... there's always a possibility of a child, no matter what, you know? Contraception is never 100%. You've got yourself a child on the way. Take responsibility for it. You've got 50% responsibility for this, and that's it.
Hey, what are you doing up in Whitehorse, man?
I'm trying to get through a snowstorm right now.
Oh, yeah? Are you skiing or anything?
No.
Are you listening to what this man's saying?
What?
Are you listening to what he said?
Yeah, he's talking about being, not to be dysfunctional.
Not to be what?
Sexually dysfunctional. I mean, that's what the lady said.
Sexually dysfunctional? Is that the word you're trying to say?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir, thank you for your call there in Whitehorse tonight. West Hollywood on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Phil, I think Chris is severely misinformed. I'm a registered nurse. Chris, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Take the receiver away from your mouth. So all I hear
we can hear you,
you
breathing,
right now,
okay?
Breathe.
I can
and
hear you breathe.
It's really disgusting.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Thank you. I'm a registered nurse. I've been in practice for 17 years. My specialty is HIV and AIDS. You can't smell HIV. You can't smell hepatitis. Yes, you can smell yeast. Yes, you can smell trichomonas. Okay, but there may be some STDs that you can.
Hold on for just hold on for a minute.
Sure.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
I took the phone away from my mouth. I don't know.
I can hear you rubbing it on something. Just leave
Probably
the phone. Leave the phone alone, okay?
Did you say you worked in a clinic?
No, I don't work in a clinic.
Oh.
I'm a home care nurse.
Do you know about abortions? Do you know about abortion?
Yeah, I do know about abortion, but you know what? That's not what I want to talk
about
right
now. Can you get
them
for $75? Because a friend of mine said that he knows.
Well, you know what? Talk to your friend.
What is up with you, man?
Let's pray to God that that woman has nothing to do with that $75 abortion, because that's ludicrous.
Well, no, I'm just saying. Did you hear that's the price going right now?
You know what? I really don't care. I do find it interesting, however, that a majority of the films that you have mentioned have to do with alternate sexual expression. And my concern is if you are doing
You mean Buttman series?
Exactly. That if you are doing those things, I certainly hope you're using a condom.
No,
that is the highest
you don't have to
HIV
then.
Transmission rate.
You don't have to then, because she can't get she can't get pregnant that way.
Oh no, you can get HIV.
What?
You can get HIV and hepatitis.
Oh.
Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Well, I don't know how many of you guys know who Charles Corral is. Perhaps I would figure maybe half the audience, some of the people listening a little too young. When did he die? You know who he is, Greg? You have no idea. How old are you, man?
25.
You're 25. Corral died in 1997. That means 3 years ago you were 22. You don't remember him on 60 Minutes or doing any of his folksy, "Hello, I'm Charles Corral." He did that thing, "Hello, I'm Charles Corral. There's a little old lady who lives in Iowa. Her name is Mary Brown, and she feeds ducks every morning by the thing." And you never knew that?
It sounds familiar now.
Hey, Mike, you know who Charles Corral is? And he was America's Mr. Travel. And he was folksy, and he was every morning on the CBS Sunday Morning. This cat was there, big, fat, jowly slob sitting there talking about. And he always ended every show with some waterfall. They do the news. There was a show called Sunday Morning on CBS. Pretty good. People used to dig it. I used to watch it. It was pretty nice. It was on for an hour and a half. Only reason why I watched it is it came on before NFL Today. And, because you'd get up early making breakfast, you'd have Channel 2 on or CBS, whatever, because that's back when they had the NFC. It's a long, long time ago. I mean, we're talking at least 3 years ago. Jesus, you might have heard of him. And he'd be on there, "Hello, I'm Charles Corralt. Well, in other news, the Iraqis seem to have a bee up their ass, as this report from Leslie Stahl tells us." And then he'd do his folksy thing, where it was, "We take you to Vermont, where they stick a faucet in the side of the tree there and get good maple syrup. Benny Johnson has a restaurant right at the corner of the..." And he did this folksy thing. Well, it turns out this dirty old creep had a chick for 30 years. What do you think of that? He had a mistress, okay? Those of you out there who are big Charles Corral fans, and you're what are you leading up to, Henry? You're using an awful lot of pejorative language. What are you talking about? I'll tell you what I'm talking about. The guy had a mistress for 30 years, huh? Huh? Charles Kuralt, everybody's dad, kept a broad on the side for 30 freaking years. He's got a wife. He had kids. He had a couple of daughters that I can see here. And he had another family. Who is this? Shannon? I don't know. What the hell? The longtime secret companion of the late CBS correspondent Charles Kuralt, with all of his good morning baloney, is awaiting a judge's decision on whether she should inherit remnants of the clandestine life they shared together for three decades. Oh, really? Patricia Shannon contends Kuralt intended that she have a Montana fishing retreat, a claim which Kuralt's widow, Suzanne P.T. Baird Kuralt, has challenged. Mrs. Kuralt died in October, the real Mrs. Kuralt. Kuralt's two daughters from a previous marriage have taken up the legal battle. The non-jury trial concluded after a single day of testimony, blah, blah, blah. The on-the-road reporter died in 1967-62. Shannon testified that Kuralt, the traveling correspondent known for his folksy reports about quirky Americana, played the role of husband and father for his secret family while his wife lived in New York. I considered, and I think he considered, and I know the children considered, that we were a family. This is this Shannon woman talking. She's a mistress. And of course, as a man, and maybe this is normal, I don't know, my immediate concern here and my immediate disgust is with this fat tub of guts, this Charles Kuralt, who I loved and admired and respected. Some guys are dirtbags, and I can still dig their work. Give an example. Not that you know who this guy is, because I make a lot of cultural references. Nobody knows what the hell it is I'm talking about. You think I care? No. Jack Kerouac, great writer. I read all of his books. I read all of them. I loved him. He was a nonfiction writer, really, even though he fictionalized a lot of the people that he knew for the purposes of his, quote, novels, end quote. They were really just long stream of consciousness stories about America in the 50s and the Beat Generation, what otherwise was known as the Beatniks. And he was considered to be the father of the beat writers, the beatnik writers in San Francisco, New York. Well, I found out reading his letters, he had a daughter that he disavowed. He had a daughter because this scumbag had a wife or was living with some chick, I don't know, in the early 50s, had a daughter completely, Jan Kerouac was her name. He completely disavowed her. Didn't give her a nickel. I read that. I thought, what a piece of crap. You know, I like the guy, but I mean, I like his writing. You know what I'm saying? You find out stuff about guys. It depends on what they did. See, Martin Luther King, for instance, was so brilliant as a social mover that even though he screwed around on his wife, for some reason I forgive that because his work was so brilliant. Charles Kuralt, he wasn't all that freaking great to begin with, you fat tub of guts. So, you know, you had to, with me, Kuralt, you had to go a long way with your work, man. And guess what? It just didn't measure up. Not enough for you to be keeping some broad on the side for 30 years. If perhaps you were the poet that Martin Luther King was, if perhaps you were the genius that I don't know who else, you know, we could think of, then maybe I'd forgive you. But as it was, you and your dopey Mary Brown feeds the ducks in Iowa crap on Sunday morning, that did not forgive the fact you're keeping some broad on the side for 30 years. You don't screw around on your wife. If you do, you're a piece of crap. And you wear that for the rest of your life. I don't care who you are. You screw around on your wife, you screw around on the mother of your children, and you're a turd that wears that mantle for the rest of your life, okay? Unless you can find some way to make amends for it. Now, does that sound old-fashioned? Am I judging? Well, I'll tell you what, I stayed a bachelor until I was 44 before I got married. Because I knew that I had a life to live and things that I wanted to do, and I didn't need to be married. You know what I'm saying? I don't get that. These clowns have been married 5, 6, 7 times. What's that all about? Listen, you stupid asshole. If you don't want to live with the woman for the rest of your life, don't get married. Period. What, codependency? I just got that word from my engineer. What does that mean, codependency? You gotta be with somebody. These people that have gotta be with somebody give me the raging creeps. I'm very happy being by myself. You like spending a lot? I can hang out by myself for hours. But this stuff where you got to live with someone and you got to be with someone, you got to have mommy there, you got to have daddy there, you got to have somebody making your Maldo meal in the morning and somebody lathering your face up for a shave, the hell is your problem? Grow up. So you know what I'm saying? You find out about these people who, pardon me, I know I sound a little bit angry. Let me lighten it up for you. Hello, I'm Charles Carroll, and for 30 years I screwed around on my wife with Peggy Lee. Here she is now with fever. Yeah, that's all there is to it. I don't care. Is it easy for me to judge? Well, I didn't run out and get married when I was 21, 22, 30, 35. I didn't need to go out and find mommy. I didn't need to run out and start my family right off the bat. I didn't give a crap whether I started a family or not. I just had my vasectomy 2 years ago. That's the end of that. There's going to be no little kids, no little Phils running around in this world. That's for ding-dang sure, my brother. So, yeah, I'm judging you. How about that? I didn't go out and do that. Now, I'm married to a woman, and I'm going to stay faithful to that woman to the day that I die. And anybody that says to me, well, you don't know until it... you know what? Go join Chuck Corrald up there with the Angels Eternal or whatever the hell it's called. Don't bug me. That's Chuck playing the organ right now up there with God. Doesn't sound too in tune either. Or maybe he's down below, huh? Yeah, it sounds like he's playing an organ in hell, all right. Or maybe he's down there. I'm Charles Carroll, burning in hell, for the CBS Morning News. Ouch. Get behind me, Satan. Well, I mean, I didn't mean that. No, no, ow, 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 wow. Wow. See, that's my personal opinion. You don't like it, you can stuff it. And now, exclusive from hell, Charles Carroll. Good morning. I'm down here in hell. Satan alongside and some of the other demons, the Legion as we call them. In a moment, we're going to go over to Hell's Furnace and stoke it. Devil's going to show me how to do it. And what does it mean when you say, get thee behind me, Satan? Well, in just a moment, I'm going to spread for the old Beelzebub and find out. Coming up on the CBS Morning News. Okay, so anyway. So that's my philosophy in life, and if it sounds holier than thou, if it sounds, you know what, I really am not interested in your opinion. You marry a woman, you stay faithful to the woman, and if you got a hard time doing that, then don't get married. If you do it once, then don't get married again. Well, I thought I'd try it, and okay, it didn't work for you, that's fine. Don't make a fool out of her and you. Nobody wants to hear your excuse either. You got that? Do you understand? If you are married to someone and you wind up screwing around on them, no one's interested in your cheesy, ignorant excuse. Because there is no excuse. I don't care if your mommy beat you and, she wasn't giving you enough, and she cut you off or she got fat. Be a freaking man about it. Only person that got fat in his Carroll relationship was old Chuck Carroll himself. His wife probably stayed nice and slender. He got fat. She should have walked. She should have been out feeding the ducks. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Adventures of Phil.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com. You are more than welcome to log on and check out all the stuff that we have there for you. And we're upgrading it, and we're doing some things. I know Melissa's going to be working on some stuff next week, and Schaefer is keeping his eye on it. Make sure that our Hendry Nation affiliates list is updated regularly. And you can order the Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD. You can take a look at the Nathan Duke Gallery. We're going to add things. It's going to get better. Believe me. So anyway, where was I? Oh, I was lecturing my good friend Craig Taylor here, a young man that he is. He says, I'm going to wait till I get married. Now, what about the lady you're with right now? Is she the one? She thinks she's the one. I'm kidding. Now she's listening. You're going to go home and she's going to have a freaking hiss fit like you've never seen before in your life. What are you all talking about? What does he mean? Whatever you do, wherever you go, whoever you are, remember, Bumblebee Tuna. No, whatever you do, make sure that... See, I had a ball in my 20s, my 30s. I'm not saying that I'm the stud muffin of the century. I'm just saying I was Phil. I went around. I went out with women. I did whatever I did. And I didn't honestly think I was ever going to get married. By the time I hit my early 40s, I'm like, well, what, you know, is that... I'm not... Too late now. I haven't met anybody yet that I want to marry, right? And then I met Maria. And I said, well, I know it's not going to get any better than her. I have to marry her. It's never going to get any better. And see, kind of deep down, I knew I wanted to get married, right? I thought in my, you know, like the upper consciousness part of my head thing, I thought, no, it ain't for me. But I knew deep down I really did want that. But I just had not, I wasn't ready, whatever, like, you know, whatever you want to say. And along she comes, so I married her. And I'm lucky. And she's a great woman. What's the trade-off? The trade-off is you put away your rambling, gambling days of youth, man, and now I'm devoted and committed to one woman. We're going on vacation. We do things together. She's my friend. She's my lover. This is my woman, okay? And this is who I am loyal to her, and I stand up for her, and I provide for her. And I don't want to get into it, but she does some stuff for me. She's a great gal. And, you know, I've got 4 stepkids, so I owe it to them to create a home for them and to give them an example of how a man treats a woman. There's 3 boys in that house. The number one thing you got to do is give them an example of how a man treats a woman. We got all these young men. I don't care if you're black or white. It's got nothing. Got a lot of young men in this country who are living with older men who are giving them no example as to how you treat a woman. They're acting like slobs and bums toward their wives and girlfriends. They're drunk. They got all kinds of crap. Who knows what the problem is? And they're raising these boys who see this behavior, and then those kids grow up to be slobs. And we have generation after generation of them, okay? Well, somebody's got to break the cycle. How about you? Yes, you, Craig Taylor. Well, I'd love to take this lady's call. Should I? Okay. Ravina,
New York, upstate New York.
How's it going, ma'am?
I'm doing fine. I just have a little feedback.
How old are you?
I am 46, and I am single by choice.
Uh-huh.
I have a 27-year-old son, so yes, I have been married once. But I am single by choice now, and I have a motto that it's to better to be alone than to wish you were. Than to wish you were. 'Tis better to be alone than to wish you were.
Oh, so that's how it was for you, huh?
Oh, yeah. I am a firm believer that if I date somebody and they have somebody, they get a better offer, go for it. I am that self-confident, and I am that confident being alone. I have a house. I have 2 jobs. I mean, I enjoy life.
Oh, but, see, you're sounding like you're talking yourself into it.
I
love being alone. No, seriously, I really do like being... No, you don't.
We all have our moments.
I never have my moments. No, I never have. No, my wife and I, you know, I love her and everything. We're together. When
right.
she's away and the kids are away, I miss her, but I'm fine alone.
I am. I miss my son. I wish he was here.
Well, he's all grown up now.
But he's grown up. He has a family of his own. And I live in a beautiful.
How many times you been married?
I've only been married.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I learned. You all learn. We learn by our errors.
What's your personal ad number so we can get down the, you know,
and I say my self-confidence, but I find more men that want to change my independence.
They want to change your depends. Your independence? Okay.
But
good luck. I know what you're
like
saying. You better start. You like the background?
I like the background.
I do too, so I'm going to have to hang up on you now.
Okay, bye.
Whatever.
Mira. wonders. It's like a miracle.
Bill Henry.
Are you a bone tosser?
My butt itches.